From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. There are welfare states, and then there's Finland, the so-called Nordic model, one of the most generous and expensive welfare states in the world, has served that country long and well, yielding one of the best educated workforces in the world. But as Sarah Gardner reports, Finland's government is looking for ways now to pare back what many agree has become unsustainably generous.
Moi moi.
Moi.
That's business student Tiina Vatio, paying less than $3 for lunch at Aalto University in Helsinki. It's a smorgasbord, really.
For the lunch, you have a starting salad, many different vegetables. You have salad,
lunch here carrots, is subsidized by the government.
Today they have something with cabbage and very traditional Finnish, this potato sausage thing.
Vatio and other Finns have long enjoyed a smorgasbord of state benefits. Vatio pays no tuition. College is free here, including her graduate studies. There are housing subsidies, daycare subsidies, various unemployment benefits, and universal health care.
In Finland, like, everybody's kind of taken care of.
But Finland's center-right government insists the country can't afford so much generosity. Economic growth has been sluggish, and the country's supporting a lot of unemployed. The decline of Finnish cell phone maker Nokia has hurt jobs. So have falling timber sales as smartphones and tablets replace paper. Trade disputes with Russia haven't helped. Right now, Finland's jobless rate is over 8%. It's 20% for young people. Economist Olli Karkkainen at Nordea Bank says reform is necessary.
Part of the reason for that is the aging of the population. So we're getting more and more elderly people. And of course, when we get less people at the working age, we get less taxes. It's not sustainable at the current state.
Starting next year, students from outside the European Union will have to pay tuition, some unemployment benefits won't last as long, and public employees will get fewer paid holidays, among other belt-tightening moves. But even as Finland shrinks its social welfare state, some traditions are sacred.
Yeah, it's a bed.
Olli Kangas, a director at Finland's social insurance agency, says Finland's famous baby box is here to stay. It's a cardboard box/bassinet that's packed with blankets, clothes, and other baby essentials. Every newborn gets one.
And it is symbolic in that sense that all children who are born in this country, they are equal and they should have equal possibilities to start their lives.
And once the babies outgrow them, Kanga says, they make great moving boxes. In Helsinki, I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.